Morning, Tyron, Troy, LaCroix, how are we doing? Just in time for morning meeting, guys. Let's get inside. We got morning meeting.
Joseph Pasulovic stands in the doorway of the Homer Plessy Community School, welcoming families as they dismount bikes, step off buses, and walk inside, where Ms. Harrison's class leads the school in a song. Homer Plessy is a charter school under the Orleans Parish School Board. It shares the building with the Recovery District School, Arise Academy, in the former Frederick Douglass building.
Honestly, it's the generosity of Arise and the principal there is the reason we're in Douglass.
Ben McLeish is the president of Homer Plessy's board of directors, with two kids in the school.
He stuck his neck out for us and went to bat for us. And if it wasn't for him, I mean, I don't think we'd be in that building. I'm not sure where we would be. Hopefully we'd be somewhere.
Because as a brand new school, one thing Homer Plessy needed was a home. It all started a few years ago. McLeish and other parents in the area knew what they wanted in a school, but it wasn't being offered. During a series of meetings about a nearby school building under renovation, this group of parents got the impression that a decision had already been made for a KIPP school to move in. KIPP is a national franchise of charter schools. Andrea Gabor teaches business journalism at Baruch College in New York. She describes KIPP's education model this way.
There's no excuses, strict discipline, back to basics, to some extent repeat and response kinds of methods.
Gabor's recent article in Newsweek, The Great Charter Tryout, reports on a year-long study of charter schools in New Orleans.
You go to a place like New Orleans, you realize that not just KIPP, but sort of the KIPP philosophy dominates in many ways. So this is not a dig at KIPP per se, but you have to ask yourself the question, when you have a charter management organization like KIPP and a number of other charters and charter management organizations that borrow from the KIPP playbook, you know, how much choice is there really?
That's exactly how McLeish and other parents who wanted an arts-based curriculum felt.
Okay, this is our neighborhood. These are our kids. Did you ask us? And there wasn't any asking of us. It was just telling us this is what it was going to be.
At the time, there were already two KIPP schools nearby, and also Arise Academy down the street with a similar model to KIPP. The Recovery School District maintains there's been an extensive public input process in deciding what kinds of schools to put in which buildings. Karen Harper Royal is a New Orleans public school advocate. She says that process is inauthentic.
When the charter school movement came to New Orleans, I thought that was going to be the opportunity to present a range of pedagogical options to parents. But what I started seeing was a replication of these no excuses models. Everybody now is a college prep charter school. I was expecting we would see a couple of more Montessori-based schools. Why not bring in the Waldorf method? You know, why not really give us some options?
Like, for instance, a community school, which is what the St. Claude area parents wanted, and eventually decided to build themselves. Parent and board president Ben McLeish says they very intentionally named Homer Plessy Community School for the civil rights activist who was booted from a train car because of his skin color, just a few blocks from the school's current location. They wanted an inclusive school which honored this history.
We always have said that we want the hallways of the school to reflect the sidewalks of the neighborhood. You know, it just benefits everybody. When it's the weekend and there's your teacher at the playground, or that's my classmate, or I go to church with this person. Yeah, and there's this real sense of community, this real kind of natural, organic safety net.
This vision of a community school in place, Plessy still had to get its charter approved. They have lots of help from other schools in the city with a strong parent voice, Audubon, Lusher, and especially Morris Jeff. But the process was long, and they got several no's along the way. It was
1 minute, no, next minute, yes. 1 minute, no, next minute, yes. It just felt like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have a heart attack or aneurysm or something.
Orleans Parish School Board granted Homer Plessy its charter provisionally, and finally, officially, at least for the next 3 years. McLeish says the OPSB took a risk with them. He says, in New Orleans' current system, in order to start a school from scratch, a school that isn't a franchise, you have to have a bulldog mentality. You can't give up. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.